Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Andy Healy, the managing director at the TEFL Org, a marketing leading provider of courses to teach English as a foreign language. And Andy, thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Great to be on the show.
Andy, great to have you with us. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, tell us and take it further, what is TEFL and why is this a unique opportunity for recent college graduates?
Yeah, well, TEFL is an acronym for teaching English as a foreign language. So it's about teaching English to non-native English speakers. Especially in the States, you might come across terms like TESOL, so T-E-S-O-L, or ESL or TESL or EFL. We love the old acronym in this industry, but they broadly refer to the same thing. And I think, you know, for us, especially with the graduates, it's about offering some freedom, you know, freedom to travel the world while working, and also earning a salary, which is based very much on a number of factors, including, you know, where you want to teach and what qualifications you have. But, you know, with graduates, many of them don't have vocational degrees. So, you know, they take a degree because they want to broaden their horizons, enrich their lives through learning. But when they get to the point of, OK, what am I going to do next? A lot of them, you know, they get to the end of the degree and they're not sure. And I think that's one of the areas where TEFL really kind of steps in and offers, at the very least, a viable kind of stopgap. And in many cases, you know, it turns into a lifelong career. But either way, I think taking a TEFL course starts to open up doors to the world, especially for graduates.
Yeah, that would be an exciting opportunity. And certainly coming out of college, that would be absolutely phenomenal. So tell me, Andy, why do you think TEFL is growing so rapidly in the U.S., specifically for those based in California?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I think that generally there's high demand globally. So there are about 1.5 billion English learners in the world, and it's the international language of business. And in California specifically, I think, you know, more than, it's something like 40% of people speak a language other than English at home. So there's a huge demand locally there as well. You know, you think about that community, and in order for people to progress and really integrate into their community, they need to be able to speak and read and write English pretty well. So there's that global demand, and then there's also that very kind of localized demand in California. And I think why it's quite popular is because it's one of those rare career choices where, you know, you get offered so much or actually quite little. You know, we've trained nearly 200,000 students in our time, and over 90% of them find work in the first country of choice. So, you know, number one, there are great job prospects. Two, if you were to take, say, for example, our most popular course, which is the 120-hour online course, you've got the flexibility to study in the time it suits you. So on average, it might take 10 to 12 weeks to complete the entire course, but really the pace is actually up to you. You could do it in 4 weeks, you know, if you had the time to dedicate to studying. So that's the flexibility part, which I think is also quite compelling. But there are lots of other really exciting benefits. And, you know, one of them is that it's not ridiculously expensive. So, you know, if you look at our website right now, we're offering that course I mentioned, the 120-hour one, on the site at about 50% discount. So it only works out at about $265, and you can pay in installments if you want. So it's not extortionate. So, you know, you're starting to kind of build this picture of a career choice that is very, very accessible and affordable. And also, you know, the thing is pretty good fun. I think, you know, it's full of video material and quizzes, and it's a really thorough interactive learning experience. And so it prepares you with all the skills you need to start teaching. And then throughout the course, you know, one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is the sort of the assignment of a personal tutor. So the customer service that we give our students and the hand-holding and the guiding through the course is exceptional. And, you know, we give lots of feedback on assignments and are really present for those students as they progress through the course. But one of the things that I haven't mentioned so far, which is really, really important, is the opportunity to travel. So many people want to travel to an exotic place and have a firm base there to really imbibe the culture and soak it up and meet new people and learn transferable skills. And when you take a TEFL course, you once you've got that certificate, that world opens up because you can travel and you can fund that travel. And you're not just going for a holiday, you know, you're there to live and to work in a sort of a local community. So you really get a feel for new cultures, and it's absolutely achievable, which is, you know, always blows my mind just how easy it is to achieve that in a short space of time. You know, one thing that I think is always really good for students is they want to take gap years, you know, and some people don't get the chance to, or they can't afford to. So again, TEFL kind of steps in for graduates especially and says, well, you know, you don't have to miss out on the traveling before you find full-time work, because here you go. Here's your opportunity.
That's certainly some great points made right there. Good stuff. And given the recent layoffs among large technology companies, how might TEFL provide an opportunity to earn money during a period of career change?
Yeah, it's a great point, Eric, because, well, especially, you know, in current climate where there's an awful lot of people who are looking for a career change. And you know, after this, the whole great resignation and the pendulum starting to swing now towards some of the more, you know, more kind of what I would say is interesting factors about what you can do in a job. And so having the freedom of location, you know, being able to try and find that work-life balance, the thing that we're always trying to get, you know, being able to work from home or choosing, like I say, your location. These are all things that we're starting to do a lot more of and sort of bed them into our career choice. So it's not just for people who were just starting out. It's, you know, a lot of, I would say the second largest part of our audience is exactly those people you mentioned, you know, people who they're looking for a career change. And I think because of the accessibility that I mentioned before, it becomes quite an interesting prospect. So doing TEFL. And I think one of the biggest segments, like I mentioned, is the sort of the 25 to 35 year olds who may have already started their career but are now looking for something different for whatever reason. It's great because you don't have to have any previous teaching experience. So, you know, it doesn't discount a huge amount of people. English doesn't even need to be your first language, actually, surprisingly. As long as you can speak it fluently, then you can TEFL. And actually, around 20% of our students are non-native English speakers. But, you know, kind of coming back to the simple, what I would call brilliance of TEFL, is that on the one hand, you've got the affordable access to a course, and that gives you the skills you need to teach English as a foreign language. You've got the flexibility when you can complete it. You can fit it around other work or, you know, family life. You can start it, pause it, pick it up again. It's all very, very possible. And then on the other hand, you've got this great opportunity opened up to you. And a really important point, Eric, I haven't mentioned, is just the fun part. I mean, it's exciting. You know, we are really lucky as a business, the TEFL org, because we're always surrounded by students around the world who are feeding back to us their incredible life experiences that they're having. So we kind of generally have a great buzz within our business because we're surrounded by these people who are going out and kind of living their dreams. You get to travel, meet new people, you know, take on those new cultures, but you're also educating people. And I think there's a huge element of job satisfaction that we certainly hear about, because teaching, you know, is one of the most rewarding professions in the world. So I suppose summing that up, I would say that finding a well-paying profession which provides flexibility in today's current climate, I think it's an ideal option, because you can also teach online. you can travel, you can experience living and working in different countries. So yeah, I would say for somebody looking to change their career, it's definitely worth considering.
Yeah, most certainly. And I'm sure you've piqued the interest of the audience for sure. Today, we're joined by Andy Healy, Managing Director at the TEFL Org, a market-leading provider of courses to teach English as a foreign language here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Healy, continuing on, I understand you have many retirees earning TEFL certifications. That's quite interesting as well. Might this be a way to keep their mind sharp and have additional income during retirement? Tell us what you're seeing here.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a really good point, and it's a very important segment of our audience that has been growing consistently over the last few years, especially. And I guess, you know, many people assume that TEFL is a young person's game, but you know, it's not true, and it's definitely not what we're seeing at the TEFL Org. So I would say roughly about 15% of our audience at the moment is over 55. And like I say, that number's been growing consistently over the last few years as people of that age and beyond are finding this as a viable opportunity for them. I think there are lots of advantages that come with teaching, you know, later in life. And primarily, I would say, you know, you have more world experience and you have more life experience and you have more potentially professional experience. And that all helps in the classroom. You know, that all helps convey messages when you're a teacher. So there's plenty of skills and experience that you get to sort of transfer to the classroom. You know, business English, for example, is really popular at the moment as a course. And, you know, if you've had the advantage of working in industry, then that will definitely be a real advantage in the classroom, because you'll be able to, you know, pull on real world and real life examples. I think the other thing that we see a lot of, especially with students who are older, is also that desire to contribute, you know, to give something back to society. So there's the rewarding aspect that I mentioned about teaching, you know, and being able to really see the progress of a student. Which, you know, like I say, we hear a lot about these examples from our graduates, and it's very heartwarming and it's very touching to hear about how they feel, you know, such a fundamental part of their classroom's, you know, lives. And I think volunteering as well is really important at the moment, which again, you know, we're seeing a lot of within our industry. Is if you live in an area which is helping to integrate new members into an English-speaking community, or you're working with refugees, for example, there are loads of opportunities to make the most of this new skill set. And I think that, you know, like I was saying before, the rewards are so visible because you see in real time how your teaching impacts their lives and helps them to forge these new paths in life. You know, I was talking to one of our social media managers yesterday, and they'd had a conversation with one of our graduates, a lady called Diane, who we'd talked about in a blog recently on our website. And, you know, it was a fascinating case study because Diane completed her course, her training, just before she turned 62, and then went on to teach in Germany and is loving it. So it was a really kind of timely example of somebody who, you know, has reached sort of an older age and but still, you know, has huge amounts to give, and is turning to TEFL to kind of help them progress down that path. But whatever the reason, you know, they go for it, I just think it's a great way of adding some excitement and also, you know, some salary to your life. You know, a lot of people are looking for a bit of extra income, so that's great. But coming back to what you were saying in the question, it does keep your mind sharp, you know, because you have to keep on your toes and you have to, you know, help students engage. So, you know, I think that that's a really key point as well.
Mr. Healy, again, we thank you for your time and for joining us on behalf of TEFL Org. And like I'd said earlier, I'm sure you have piqued the interest of the audience tuning in today. So for those that are interested, where's the best place for them to get further information and to take action accordingly?
Yeah, thanks, Eric. And I hope we have piqued some interest. The website is TEFL.org. So www.TEFL, www.ntenprise.org. And really, yeah, it's the best place to start the journey. You know, you head over there, complete maybe one of the quick quizzes, only takes a couple of minutes. And based on where you'd like to teach or how you prefer to study and some responses to other questions, we'll suggest the perfect course for you that will meet those goals and your learning style. But also, you know, there's a number on the website, and if you or web chat, and if you want to chat with one of our experienced advisors and get some real kind of you know, feedback from them about their experiences teaching English abroad or online, then they're always available as well. So that's what I would do. That's a great place to start.
And that sounds easy enough, and we'll include those links and other links within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Healy, all the best, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Pleasure, Eric. Great to speak to you.
Yes, sir. Great to speak with you as well. We've been speaking with Andy Healy, the managing director at the TEFL Org, a market-leading provider of courses to teach English as a foreign language. And for all the details, simply visit TEFL.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.